So why don't you give me a quick tour of this place?
Okay.
Greg O'Brien's office is covered, wall to wall, with clips of his work for newspapers and magazines.
What I decided years ago is to make this office my memory.
Everything is put together just right. 35 years of journalism in one converted garage. From his first article ever, published in the Cape Codder, all the way up to the four books that he's written. The office is almost like a shrine to the written word.
I love writing. It's always made me whole. The day I can't write anymore, you know, is the day, you know, my friends can go start picking out a box for me, because I won't be around.
Greg has early onset Alzheimer's. His symptoms first hit about 10 years ago. He's at the moderate stage of the disease now, which means his cognitive functions are declining.
I'm 64. 60% of my short-term memory is gone in 30 seconds. I don't recognize often where I am. I often don't recognize people. It's like having a sliver of your brain shaved off every day, and there is nothing you can do about it.
Every Alzheimer's story has the same ending. You slowly lose yourself, and then you're overcome by dementia. Greg knows that his story ends the same way. But he's choosing his journey there. He's writing a book detailing Alzheimer's from an insider's perspective. It's about living with Alzheimer's, Greg says, not dying from it. The ultimate goal is to raise awareness, money, and understanding for the disease.
I'm just going to read from parts of this, okay? Is that right?
Sure.
This is from the preface of my book. I'm Pluto, Inside the Mind of Alzheimer's. A reporter is nothing without good notes. For years, I've taken detailed notes from inside the mind of Alzheimer's, ever since I knew something was terribly wrong. Shame on a journalist if you see a big story and it's important and people need to know and you don't tell them. Then you failed as a journalist. So I'm going back to my roots on this book.
But Greg writes for another reason. He takes pride in his intellect, and he needs this book to keep his mind going.
My mind is my most prized possession, not my wallet. And my mind is like a Porsche engine. It has to rev at a very high RPM, or I can't function.
So Greg pushed his brain to the limit. He wrote for 4 hours, every day, for 2.5 years. He says that writing with Alzheimer's is like sitting in a dark room, lit by a faulty lamp. Sometimes he'll be writing, and Alzheimer's just pulls the plug. The light shuts off. Everything goes black.
It's incredibly frustrating getting in the flow and having the brain shut down, and all of a sudden you don't know where you are, you don't know what you're writing, you don't, and you turn to anger.
Greg fought through the symptoms. He finished his book. Now he's revising the manuscript with his editors. It's the same struggle.
Is it testing me in every way? Is it difficult? Yeah, but it keeps me going. And there are friends and doctors of mine who have urged me to do this, but are also concerned with what happens when it's over. Do I lose my focus and my reason for being?
So what happens when it's over?
I'm worried about that. I have to go find another dream, I guess. I'm not sure there is one.
Greg feels his symptoms more and more these days. The ending to his story is approaching. But until that day comes, he'll keep writing.
I can't speak so much from the mind anymore, but I can speak from my soul. And I just forgot what I was going to say, but wait a minute, it was good. Wait a minute. It's gone. But it was damn good.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Alex Kappelman.